Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yes, indeed. It is Great Turtle. Navy Yard, First Street, Southeast, Nats opening day. Just got out of another jam. Somebody just made the comment, Patrick Corbin stays in the stretch, doesn't he?
No, he stays, that's what I said. Yeah, he stays in the stretch.
That was you. I'm sorry. I didn't know if it was you or Anthony who said it.
No, Anthony who?
Anthony
Haney. How in the world would Anthony Haney be able to come up with something that creative?
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
Come on.
Anthony's taking straights as he's doing his work over here.
He's 19 years old. There's no way he can come.
He looks like he's 17. They actually didn't let him in the beginning. Way to go vouch for him.
Him and them. Seriously, both of them.
I know.
Do not look like they should be allowed to come into bars.
No doubt.
Yeah, no
question. You here with your parents, young man?
Yeah.
All right. We're here again until 3 o'clock. It's a Hoffman show after that. So I don't know if you caught the big news yesterday, but Robert Griffin III was doing an interview on the Rich Eisen show.
Yeah.
And he revealed that he is in talks to join the Josh Harris group. Said he's head over heels about the process to be a player for a team, to not have my career go the way I wanted it to, or for the fans that wanted to be full circle type of moment to come back and try to help the team and organization build the winner that the fans deserve. Now, we don't know what kind of role he's talking about. Be part owner? Would he just name equity? Would he put money in it? I don't know. Is this a role in the front office? What is it? You know, I said earlier to you, they're going to have their own people. They're going to come in and be, you know, paying attention, checking around. I mean, this is what Robert Griffin III is talking about, or is he just talking about, you know, maybe just, you know, being a famous name on the team? I don't know. But it is kind of an interesting thing to hear about. I'm not sure the Harris group needed it to be public necessarily, but I don't know. Maybe that's part of the play.
Well, he's got a net worth, according to the internet, of $13 million.
Right.
And that's like a fly on the hippopotamus's back end.
Yes, it is. Yes,
when it comes to billionaire balling, he's not nowhere near. And neither is Magic Johnson,
right,
for that matter, who's far ahead of Robert. Robert is an excellent commentator. I love his in-game color analyst on ESPN. If he's smart, he'll become the number one guy in that and stick to it. If he's not, he'll get caught up, you know, in a group that may not even get it. And what are they going to lean on him for? What do they need him to do? And if, unless he's going to play, I think he really wants to play again. And I would advise him not to do that either. I mean, he was great for what he did. It's over. You got to let it go. and move on.
Yeah, you know, I can sort of understand why it might be appealing to them to bring in a former player that's well known, but I got to be honest with you. I mean, I have a list, and he's not in the top 50.
No,
people that played here that made an impact.
I mean, players.
It was a great year.
Daryl Green,
right?
And let's move on. If Daryl wanted to do it,
right?
See, because what am I going to have him do? See, and Robert does. I hear him on some of these commentary shows. He's breaking things down as if he was John Montana and John Brady S. And I'm going, don't hurt yourself, Slim. You were fantastic at what you did. You got hurt, got out, and you're great at what you do now. Let it go. But obviously, he's getting some horrible advice. And let him do it. Hey, man, the world is full of fools. And so you can just join the crowd, or you can avoid the crowd and stand on your own. I hope he makes a good decision.
Yeah,
because remember, the same guy was writing a book
a few years
ago. 8 months ago, yeah. Saying he was going to pull the curtain down on him. And somebody talked him out of that dumbass idea. And that same person hopefully will talk him out of this.
Well, he may have also talked himself out of this chance by just going public with it as well.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I don't know if, again, this Harris group has been really tight-lipped, right? I mean, they have not been leaking out information from what we've gathered.
Because they're not experimenting.
Right.
They've done this before.
I mean, he's, again, been in pro sports. Why would he?
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
I don't know. It's a weird way to do it. I mean, it's just like there's still that constant need, just like when he played for attention. You know, he needs it. And he needs to feel, I guess, part of this fan base still, and it's fine, man. People really respected and loved what he did in 2012. But we also understand
that
there was another side of the story, too, that really drew a wedge between the head coach and the guy who paid his checks. The guy who, by the way, is on his way out right now, you know, who you were very close with at one point. And you took advantage of a lot of the things that he offered you. And it has been kind of fascinating to watch him kind of turn on that situation now over these last couple of years, whether it was the book or other things.
That was really ill-advised.
You know, this other stuff now. But it's kind of wild. I mean, he had a lot of privilege because of the owner that is on his way out. And, you know, he took advantage of all of it.
If that had been Dan's first year, first 4 or 5 years, I could have given him a pass.
Sure.
He never learned from his mistakes.
No, because that was a habitual problem for him, which was building up relationships with certain players to kind of go around coaches and GMs.
It made him a jock sniffer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And nobody in charge should ever have the title of jock sniffer when they're the damn owner. Come on, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I blame the people who hang around him the most, the people closest to him. They didn't do him justice.
Yeah, I agree.
They wanted. You know what I call them? I call them the velvet rope crew of cowards.
Right.
They want to get in that because we went damn, we get in free. So they just let him do and don't correct him. Don't do nothing. They don't have your back. I want my boys to tell me, yo, Beast, that combination ain't working for you. You see me looking like Bozo the Clown, pull my coat. You know what I mean? Pull me over. Tell me. See? And that's what happens when you get people around you. They have no self-esteem, and they're zeros. But when they're with you, they get the free drinks. They get to go into the club. The girls look at them a certain way. And they're zeros without you. So, you know, hey, man, this ain't that complicated.
Yeah.
Y'all just need an interpreter. I'm the interpreter.
See, like, if they're going to go, if this group is looking for somebody that played here to help them whatever way, I would go with the Rent-A-Jerk crew. I would go with the Rent-A-Jerk CEO.
No.
That's the guy I'd go
with.
No,
here's what you do.
The Rent-A-Jerk guy
here's
would be
what
much
I do.
Better.
If you're really smart, you go tell Mark Murphy to come home.
Yeah.
See, we got a guy who's a Packers president.
Yeah, it's true.
Bring him home. Like, we finally got Martin Mayhew. We got people everywhere. Rollo McKenzie is out here. He's not working. That's their fault. We got people. What we need to do is get somebody in charge that's not insecure.
True.
And wants to surround themselves around warriors. Would warriors have your back? These cats are so damn insecure, they go out and get yes men. They want to kiss their behind and not help correct them because they love them. They tell them whatever they want to tell them just to get paid. See, and they stupid enough to fall for it. So, hey,
Yeah, I just, to me, if you're really serious about trying to be involved with this group, I don't think you go on the Rich Eisen show and brag about it. I don't know. Maybe it's part of the plan. Maybe they told him to do it.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't have advised it.
Something I would have not liked. I mean, we just had a confidential conversation, and you did what? What? I don't know. Maybe it wasn't confidential. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe this is supposed to get people excited about them over Bezos or something, but they didn't need to do this. I mean, you had me at, hey, I've been in pro sports with a good organization, and B, that you're going to get the other guy out of here. I mean, that's really was my baseline. I mean, I didn't have a real high watermark.
That's right.
And this guy actually is good, has money. I like the Rails addition. Certainly, Magic, I think, has a lot of appealing parts.
He's in it.
Yeah.
He's in it. Right. Dodgers, Lakers. Right. I mean, you need to.
People that lived in this world.
He can tell you what the big boys do.
Right.
You know.
All those things are positives. I don't think he necessarily needed to get a guy who was, for lack of a better term, the one-hit wonder of all time here. I mean, if that's – and I don't know, again, what's the role? Is it really true or not? I know that he's talked almost this thing into existence for a while here, going, yeah, I got money I'd like to put into this team. But as you said, it is a pimple
on a rhinoceros's
rear end.
Exactly. It really is.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it really isn't. But – hey, we'll see. I mean, maybe he is. But this did bring me to this question, because you mentioned, Mark Murphy, and that was always,
he's the president of the Green Bay Packers.
It eats at you when you see it.
He's already doing it. Yeah.
Right. Eats at you when you see it at times, right?
Yeah.
Here's a guy getting it done around the league. But, Martin Mayhew, obviously, for a long time was at other places. Now he's here. You've had people.
He's here, but they got him under 24-hour surveillance. he didn't get to get his staff.
Right.
So a guy is in jeopardy. He didn't pick his staff.
Yeah.
They told him who he'd work with. That ain't in charge for me.
But
that don't cut it for me.
But whoever the group ends up being at this point, is it important to you that there is some type of relationship with the franchise, whether it was former player or whatever? Hell, maybe they bring a former coach in. Maybe somebody asks Joe Gibbs, who's got a lot of money, to come in and be part of the group. I don't know.
The reason why they warned Joe out. They warned Joe out.
Yeah.
What they got to do. And they understand. They have the guy, Eric Bieniemy. They need someone who's been around winners. This is the guy.
Yeah.
Now support him. Del Rio is, what more do you want Jack to do?
Right.
Hell, he's keeping people under 20. I mean, come on, man. Give him a shot.
Well, no, but I mean, my point is, in terms of the ownership group, is it important they have somebody along for the ride? Whatever percentage is.
No, just be rich.
Yeah, I just don't think it matters as much, and I hope they're not chasing that, thinking that's going to be like the icing on the cake with the fan base. I mean, again, you're going to have a great honeymoon period. Just don't screw it up. Be nice to your employees. Don't sue your season ticket holders.
Yeah, try not to ask them to come in to work naked.
Yeah, don't pay. Make people come. Pay money to go to training camp. There's a few other things that just come to mind here over the years. Don't bring in like the all pro team from 10 years ago in free agency and expect good results. Those are the kind of small level things. But this
let me give you another tip, Shorty.
Yeah,
nobody gives a damn about the calendars. The cheerleader calendar, seriously. It ain't the Playboy deal. You ain't going to never top that one. So let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
All right. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Off this news that Robert Griffin III may be part of the Harris Group. Do you care if there is some type of tie to former players, coaches, whatever it may be, with whoever becomes the owner of this team? We'll get to your calls coming up next. It's Burgundy Gold today, live from Green Turtle. We are here on First Street in Southeast, Nats opening day. And Patrick Corbin is already hitting the showers. Yikes. We'll get you the update on that on the other side.
No way.
Burgundy Gold today, Team 980 streaming live on the free audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yep. Brother Jackson, I want to go and give a shout out to truck number 6, DC Firefighters. They're in the house.
Nice.
Getting it done, man. Look at them, too.
Yeah.
Good looking guys, man, in there fighting fire. I say it all the time. These guys, they run in the buildings that you run out of. And they got the heart of a lion, man. I love them.
It's awesome.
It's a good deal, too. We appreciate that, man. This is a, you know, if you haven't been to the Green Turtle, then you're really missing out on something, man. The food is fantastic. The visuals in here. I love this big. You have this in your basement, Jack.
Yeah, right.
Seriously, this is what Jack has in his basement.
That's not even my walls.
The four, what, about 100?
It feels like it, yeah.
Yeah, screens put together. And it's
crazy. If Mitch is gone, I'd ask him because he's got one of the couple of them.
It is good.
His garage.
Nah, but this is great, man. The Green Turtle has game day specials, including $15 bucket. Some buckets of beer, $5 home run and strikeout shooters. Good food, drink, have a great time, and we are lucky and fortunate to be here. I hope this is not our last time we're here.
Yeah, it was a good time so far out here. We're here till 3 o'clock. If you're going to jump on the lines or tweet us, you can do so 301-230-0980. Talking about what's next for the Commanders in terms of ownership. You know, like we heard early on, like Bezos could team up with Jay-Z and Matt McConaughey. And
Bezos
whatever.
Don't have to team up
right.
with nobody.
Right, but I mean, you know what I mean. But they're adding like these names to it and all this stuff. And now we're hearing about the, obviously, Harris just last week. They mentioned Magic Johnson after the Mitchell Rails news came out, which, you know, was significant in terms of a person people know in the area. But, you know, now this thing with Robert Griffin III, does it, I mean, does that kind of stuff, do you matter to you? I mean,
no,
to me,
it irritates me.
To me, I don't know if you need it necessarily. Again, I want people to have real roles. I mean, and to me, it's like we have this down with the the Dolphins, right? They have all these celebrities that are part owners or like little pieces of the thing, right? The Williams sisters, I think, and some others. I mean, but at the end of the day, you know, they're not making decisions. You know, I mean, what are their roles except they get really cool seats at the stadium? I mean, I don't know.
And you never ever question their owner whether or not he's broke.
Right.
You know he's not. You know, he's just throwing out there. The league does want to try to cover up their minority injustices in terms of hires at the highest level. How can you have a league that's over 66% African American
and not have one of your 32 bosses to be African-American descent is just not acceptable any longer. And they're trying to stretch it out as long as they can.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we could laugh about some of the things that, you know, hey, we're serious about it, but then, you know, there's no action, right? There's no actual action that follows it up. But anyway, if you want to weigh in, feel free to do so, 301-230-0980. Toby just told me and you during the break that Gerrit Cole has 10 strikeouts already.
Yeah,
for the Yankees today, 10 already on opening day.
They've already hit bombs.
Yeah, yeah. Judge already hit one out.
Yeah.
Nats now down 4-1 as they head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. As again, Patrick Corbin was unable to finish the inning. Yikes. Well, you know, it was hopeful, as I told you, to start the day. You know, look at the standings, because this might be the last day they're not in last place.
Yeah, that was brutal when you said it. But
I was joking, but I also kind of felt it in my heart. Like, it might really be the last day they're not in last. Gerrit Cole, 4 innings, 10 Ks in his walk, too. That's silly. That is amazing.
Wow, that is something. Well, we'll see.
It's a good start. Orioles up 1-0 over the Red Sox here, top of the first. And there's one or two Orioles fans still out there. And of course, by that I mean a lot of you are, and many of them showed back up last year. I forgot about that. And then last year, when they had a great season, people were popping back up. They're popping back out.
When's the last time you've been out to Camden Yards?
Wow, that's a good for a game.
Yeah, for the game.
Been a couple decades.
Yeah.
It's been a couple decades. And I like it.
I do too. Yeah,
it's
do
just
like
that,
it.
You know, again, you just go to a Nats game, right? I'd really have to plan it. You know what I mean? To go. Because it is, it's a little bit of a hike, right? I mean, it's a little bit harder to do. Although I have family that's not too far from there, so I could go. It wouldn't be, like, out of the question. And go to their house, you know, meet there. But yeah, I do. It's still a ballpark that has held up well over the years.
Oh, it really has. Aged gracefully. Yeah. Boy, that Sun Monster is something out here. This is.
Yeah, seen a lot of. I mean, last inning, you saw Victor Robles, like, fall down on a play that appeared to be coming off as a normal play off the bat. But, yeah, it is wild how this happens some days with the cloud, whether the clouds are not covering, I guess, and it's just direct sunlight and just. It blinds you, even with these great sunglasses these guys wear that are, you know, a couple hundred dollars that baseball players wear.
I think, I don't know, your kids may be, they may be too young for it, but opening day, I think, ties a lot of us together. Maybe I'm just an old guy thinking that everybody played Little League in my era. Opening day was the best day of my life for 11 and 12 years old. And seeing those Clydesdales as I was walking through, the crowds, the celebration, the feeling down here, I was happy to get that.
Did they do like a parade for you guys and like opening day, you'd ban like a pennant or whatever, like the teams walk in like with it or anything?
Oh,
like
man,
that?
Back in the day. Man, yeah, it was.
Yeah, they do that.
It was unbelievable.
I helped my son's team several years ago when he was still playing Little League. This is more than several years ago now.
Well, I would like to think
he's a senior in high school now. But anyway, it's kind of worked at it. But yeah, they had all that stuff. And then all the teams walk to like the stadium and then to sit down and, you know, and then the speaker. And then so officially opening day. And it was really cool.
It used to be the only thing that tied us all together, because not everybody's played football.
Right, right.
And not everybody can hoop. Very few people I knew ever played hockey.
Right.
Or soccer, or tennis, or golf. But now, you come in here, and I was happy to see it was the crowd. It was all people from all religions, sizes, ethnicity. It was a melting pot. It was a good unity type thing.
No,
we don't
nice.
Keep it long. Now, it won't last long. don't get out of pocket. But I thought it was cool. Opening day that we still celebrate this. If there was ever a reason for a national something with Americans, it's opening day. I hated it. What was it, ESPN? I could be wrong.
Yeah.
They changed opening day,
right,
which to me is always Cincinnati.
Right.
in the nasty. Well, they with did the Reds. And they took it overseas one year.
Yeah. And they would also play it like way earlier in like it was annoying. Like I said, everybody's today, right?
Today.
Everybody's playing today. Everybody. Go have it. It's great. Adley Rutschman hit the home run for the Orioles to get them on the board. So
okay, good deal.
You know, he's a young stud they brought up last year and already making an impact. But now there's I mean, look, it's supposed to be the one day you can feel good about yourselves, but I mean, a lot of our fears about the Nationals are coming to light today. I mean, like everything that your worst thoughts about the Nationals have all been live here today. And one other point I want to make, and I don't know why I didn't mention it while we're watching in spring training. I mean, maybe because I thought, well, when it gets to regular season, they'll give him a different number. But you know, nothing against Dom Smith, but I don't know if I'm giving away the 22 this quickly. I don't really love that for a lot of kids out there wearing 22. Soto's.
Yeah.
I mean, Dom, I don't know, man. I don't think Dom's going to be here as long as Soto. Or is it impactful? I don't know, man.
I don't have an answer for you on that one. That is really.
I know.
It's a personal matter that.
Yeah, just kind
of. The guy
feels,
left.
Yeah.
He left you for money.
Well, they traded him. I mean, he didn't want to leave. He cried his eyes out.
That is true.
You know,
that is true.
They moved
true
him
that.
2.5 years early.
True
I mean,
that.
Ugh.
Okay.
I don't know.
With the number, but I always say that, the numbers rotate.
Yeah, they do.
I used to never sign people. So I put your number now. Yeah. I don't have a number.
But,
that's true. That number, everybody wears that number.
No, you're right. No, I mean, look.
You made me feel like a slave. I was like, no, dude, I don't do a number, all right? And people get really pissed off when you sign your number because they want to make you what they want you to be. I don't conform that way. You know, I'm a human being. Here's who I am. That number, there's been 100 people wearing a number. And I figured like that, hey, dude, you way over them intellectually, let it go. You know what I mean? You just scribble something and walk away. I realized I was different.
Should do like number 7.
Yeah.
Put Theismann's number down. They really throw them off.
Well, I wore 7 in college. So 7.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's like.
All right. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980.
Smoot.
What, he's probably.
You should have Smoot on speed dial,
dude. You really should. He probably was.
I bet he's around here somewhere.
He was probably one of those guys that got the limo ride out there to open.
I know it.
But by the way, we knew the guy who pulled up in the limo. Did you do you understand that was one of our friends, our former colleague? He was the guy in the limo. Of course, he's always with somebody
that's
like
right,
that. Yeah,
that's
so he was the one in the limo out front.
That's right.
Earlier here today.
Yeah, well,
doesn't that figure,
Brother Mitchell? Yeah.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Mitchell. Actually,
it wouldn't be Mitch.
No, it was Chris.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Johnson.
Group. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, CJ.
Right around a limo. Yeah.
CJ.
Yeah, exactly. Right around limos.
CJ.
The blast of the past impersonation right there.
Yeah, Coach Thompson calling CJ.
Yeah, they're driving around a limo. I don't even know they're going to go to the ballpark. They're just going to hit
balls. Well, Chris is kind of a big thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Him and Ralph Wesley.
Yeah. No doubt about it. But anyway, we'll keep you posted on the Nats. We'll get back to some more of this stuff from the world of the NFL coming up on the other side. It is Burgundy and Gold today. Again, live here, Great Turtle. We're here to 3 before we hand it over to the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980 streaming live in the Free Odyssey app. Broadcasting live for the Great Turtle, First Street, Southeast. Nats opening day, as the man just said. And it is a good time to come by the Great Turtle. Again, broadcast live till 6 tonight with the Hoffman Show. They start at the top of the hour, and they have game day specials going on, $15 buckets of beer, $5 home run and strikeout shooters. Plus, you can eat and drink well and leave happy here at the Great Turtle. Now, right now, as a Nats fan, you're probably very happy, down 4-1. In the bottom half of the fourth inning here so far. So that's going on. I think the O's are right behind us, and that's a 1-1 game right now as well. Phone lines are open for business. If you want to weigh in on this Commanders discussion about the ownership, do you care if there's any type of, claim to the past teams, franchise to the city, with this story about Robert Griffin III potentially being in the Harris Group? 301-230-0980. Have at it. I did not realize this until last night when I saw it come over the old alert system, that the longest postseason streak, Doc, had been the Sacramento Kings, had been the longest team without a postseason appearance of all the four major sports until they punched their ticket officially last night with a win over Portland. I did not realize it had been 16 seasons since they had last been in the playoffs, which was the 05-06 season. Because at one point, they were pretty good.
Yeah, now that I think about it, they were getting the Laker cast-off.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 20 years ago.
Yeah, Lottie Devox and crew.
Lakers would dump the trash in Sacramento. And it shows you how embarrassing it is here from the Wizard standpoint that Sacramento rebuilt themselves before you could.
Well, they said they were rebuilding. And they actually did it. Yeah. Now, it took forever, but they did do it, and they're very good at this point. But it is kind of wild because those teams with Chris Webber were the heartbreak kids. I mean, they looked so good in so many ways. Peja Stojakovic, you know, you mentioned Devox. I mean, they had some really good players. The guy whose wife used to trail the truck, the car, Doug Christie, bus.
I mean, wow, you remember
that? Trust him, you know. So anyway, I mean, they had a lot of interesting characters back then. Of course, there was the one year the league came in to make sure there was a game seven against the Lakers and make sure you guys moved on. And they pretty much, you know, that was the Kings' best team and their best chance. And you know, the league made sure that wasn't going to happen. Couldn't have Sacramento in an NBA Finals. But, you know, it's kind of crazy to think that they have been out of it and that irrelevant for so long, and now the Jets get to wear that dubious distinction of being the longest playoff drought in sports now that that's going on. But, you know, it's got to be tough, too, because you're the Kings. You're close enough to Golden State, too, right? So you're close enough to that and all that
and
dominance.
Dynasty.
And they were terrible for a long time. Oh. God. I mean, they weren't even relevant, I mean, prior to the Splash Brothers. They were nothing.
Rick Barry, if you asked me before many years ago, well, give me a name if you mentioned that, Rick Barry. That's how bad it was, how long it was. But that's over now.
Yeah.
They have my respect, as do the Miami Heat, in terms of organizational structure and direction.
Yeah.
The Heat may not be the best, but they're never the worst. We can't say that.
No.
We've been never the best and usually the worst, among the worst. That's just not a brag point. People say, and I give Leonsis all the credit in the world, because he knows how to make money with mediocre performances and results.
Well, the business is great. As I was talking to you about the other day, it's still booming, especially to throw in the sports book and all that.
Oh,
that
smart.
Has come to it. I mean, it's been great. That part of it, it's just the winning at a high level of championship level has obviously escaped the NBA franchise so far. Let's get to some calls here at 301-230-0980 on the ownership question with the Commanders. As that hopefully is going to be wrapping up sooner rather than later. Lap in D.C. is with us. Hey, Lap.
Hey, Lap. Hey, what's up, Scott? What's up, Doc?
Hey man.
I think they should you can consider it, you know what I'm saying? But RG, of course, like you said, you're going to need some more money, man, because he ain't got no money. I mean, he got more than all of us, but he ain't got that type of money. So, he got some ways to go.
I don't know if I speak up over Jack. Yeah, I think Jack could be somewhere in the least. Don't be discounting my partner like that. He's got to be somewhere in the ballpark. Yeah, somewhere.
Scott got that old money, man. You know, money on the mattresses and
front money
back in the day. So he good.
When you start off with the base, he's from money.
Yeah, right.
So that helps. You know,
you got to be confused with somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
You heard of Jackson State,
haven't you? 51st, man.
No,
that's
really.
51st. Give me to the 51st, man.
Haven't you heard of Jackson State?
But,
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you, Lap. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean it. Again, I'm fascinated to see what the role will be. I don't know a lot about ownership, but I do know somebody who knows a lot about ownership. A guy named Jarrah in Arlington is with us here on Burgundy Gold.
No way.
Yeah.
Jarrah don't hang out at 980.
Doc Walker, the legend. And,
Jack. My goodness. This is a thrill.
Listen,
it's a treat.
It was I just listened in, and I figured since you all just berated my team for a nice 45 minutes, I'd chime in on this RG3. I think damn well would be great, and you could do a whole new brand. Instead of having that pig cartoon character guy that walks around and you could have Gomer Pyle, and he could be the new commander in chief, because that's what it is, a joke. Narcissism, he's got an ego bigger than me, and that's fine. But, no, go ahead. Let him be part of the ownership. To give you all something to talk about 24/7 all year round.
Jarrah, it's great to hear your voice, man.
I know. I mean, it only took you the second to last show to call us. Thanks a lot.
I know. Yeah. We appreciate it. Yeah. Just think, had you gotten in here earlier, Jarrah, we might have still been on the air with that.
I know. That's great. Jarrah.
Yeah, I miss Jarrah.
I hadn't heard for Jarrah in years.
No, he's on 106.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he does fine.
He didn't cross over well.
I got you. Yeah. It's interesting to hear from him, but yes, thank you, Jarrah, for giving us a buzz. We used to see Jarrah out at events, which is freaky because he'd come up to you and you didn't expect it, and he'd start talking in that voice.
And you're
like, oh, my God,
it's you know it's Jarrah.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that was funny. Yeah, the cartoon pig. I mean, the other day, Linnell and I were having this conversation.
You mean Linnell Willingham?
Yeah, young man in charge.
Okay, yeah.
About
youngest.
Young man.
Well, he's not the youngest.
No, Toby's actually
Toby. Yeah, Toby's kind of taking that over,
yes.
But yeah.
So he was saying to we were talking about this in regards to the commanders, like the to-do list, and of course the stadium's obviously going to be, because you got to really kind of make up ground there, because you're working at a deficit where the last guy left you, so that's probably the most important thing. But it's amazing how many folks want it to be, no, you come in there and you tear the name off the building and just start all that over. I mean, it blows me away how many people still are just so hung up on it, but I mean, I get it. I don't think that's how they're going to do it. I mean, it would be costly. I don't know what all the NFL rules are on that. So, I mean, you literally just change it. I don't think you just throw it to the side this quickly. I think you got to wear it for a little bit longer and hope it sticks better and feels better if you actually won some games at a higher level. I mean, I don't anticipate that happening, but who knows? Crazier things have happened.
There you go again.
Crazier
Talking
things.
Talking about winning.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But, yeah, I mean, I just couldn't imagine – coming in here and having to go through a fourth, would be four, right? Is that, am I the number right? Yeah, it'd be a fourth in the last five seasons. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
no,
well,
I can't see.
Kind of trends with teams that, imagine doing talk radio in Arizona.
Yeah.
With the Cardinals. I remember when the Saints used to suck. And then they don't. And look what it took to turn it around. And you got to get that great group. And that group is head coach, GM, and owner. It's hard to win without all three of those components in the same movement, moving in the right direction.
No doubt. It was amazing to hear from Jarrah, by the way.
Yeah, that was a lift. That was great. I remember this, yeah.
That's nuts.
We had to get on a remote to get Jarrah to call 980.
I know. No doubt. They had to take the other station off to the baseball for him to call us.
Mm-hmm. But that is true. That's true. Yeah.
But anyway, still good to hear from you, Jarrah. Call tomorrow. Might be your last chance. All right. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. As if you want to jump on board on the need or lack thereof need, perhaps, for, to have celebrity-ish spin on your ownership or even a tie to the team. I mean, however you want to look at that. I think it's, I guess everybody will have someone in the group, it looks like. Except the one thing that's interesting, the guy from Canada, Apostopoulos, or Stephen A., Linnell called him, which I think is a great way to look at it. You don't hear much about what that group is, if it's just him. I mean, he's very, he's a tough guy to find a lot of information on. That's the one you don't know a whole lot about, but obviously the Harris group, we've heard layers of it to this point, and then whether they wanted it out or not, this Griffin layer has come out over the last few days, too.
How about the funniest thing I heard, I didn't bite on it, and I'm not going to bite.
Okay.
The anonymous group that went through the park.
The anonymous group.
Really? Seriously.
Maybe that was just somebody who went
it's an anonymous group of millionaires, billionaires that came to the park, and people saw them, but nobody knows who they are,
right?
And nobody leaked who it was. Come on, man.
Well, because people
really think we're stupid.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, honestly, to be honest with you, if Todd Harris came in the Green Turtle right now, sat down across from us, and said, "Hey, I'm Todd Harris. Would you know him?"
I wouldn't. But if I was at, if I'm at Command Center, and a group, and the group me, he didn't pull up there in a, let's say, sub economy car. I would assume he pulled up in there some wheels that kind of make you think this might be somebody important.
Yeah.
And he had full access. Somebody had to show him around.
Right.
And nobody knows who it was? Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's a plant.
I mean, outside of Bezos,
there could have been
though,
nobody.
Outside of Bezos, though, I don't know what any of these people look like.
Listen to me. Yeah. It could have been nobody.
Oh, it could have been nobody.
They could have planted it. They could have made the whole thing up.
Gotcha.
Ain't nobody came through the anonymous. But you want to act like you got something special.
Gotcha.
So you throw out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Broadcasting live for the Green Turtle, First Street, Southeast, Nats opening day, as the man just said. And it is a good time to come by the Green Turtle. Again, broadcast live till 6 tonight with the Hoffman Show. They start at the top of the hour. And they have game day specials going on, $15 buckets of beer, $5 home run and strikeout shooters. Plus, you can eat and drink well and leave happy here at the Green Zone. Now, right now, as a Nats fan, you're probably very happy. Down 4-1 in the bottom half of the fourth inning here so far. So that's going on. I think the O's are right behind us, and that's a 1-1 game right now as well. Phone lines are up for business. If you want to weigh in on this Commanders discussion about the ownership, do you care if there's any type of, you know, claim to the past teams, franchise to the city, you know, with this story about Robert Griffin III potentially being in the Harris Group? 301-230-0980. Have at it. I did not realize this until last night when I saw it come over the old alert system, that the longest postseason streak Doc, had been the Sacramento Kings, had been the longest team without a postseason appearance of all the four major sports until they punched their ticket officially last night with a win over Portland. I did not realize it had been 16 seasons since they had last been in the playoffs, which was the 05-06 season. Because at one point, they were pretty good.
Yeah, now that I think about it, they were getting the Laker cast off.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 20 years ago.
Yeah, Lottie Devox and
crew. Lakers would dump the trash in Sacramento. And it shows you how embarrassing it is here from the Wizards standpoint. That Sacramento rebuilt themselves before you could.
Well, they said they were rebuilding. And they actually did it. Yeah. Now, it took forever, but they did do it, and they're very good at this point. But it is kind of wild because those teams with Chris Webber were the heartbreak kids. I mean, they looked so good in so many ways. Peja Stojakovic, you know, you mentioned Devox. I mean, they had some really good players. The guy whose wife used to trail the truck, the car, Doug Christie,
bus.
So anyway, I mean, they had a lot of interesting characters back then. Of course, there was the 1 year the league came in to make sure there was a game 7 against the Lakers and make sure you guys moved on. And they pretty much, you know, that was the Kings' best team and their best chance. And you know, the league made sure that that wasn't going to happen. It couldn't have Sacramento in an NBA Finals. But, you know, it's kind of crazy to think that they have been out of it and that irrelevant for so long, and now the Jets get to wear that dubious distinction of being the longest playoff drought in sports now that that's going on. But, you know, it's got to be tough, too, because you're the Kings. You're close enough to Golden State, too, right? So you're close enough to that and all that
and
dominance.
Dynasty.
And they were terrible for a long time. I mean, they weren't even relevant, I mean, prior to the Splash Brothers. They were nothing.
Rick Barry, if you asked me before many years ago,
Well,
give me a name if you mentioned, I said, Rick Barry. That's how bad it was, how long it was. But that's over now.
Yeah.
They have my respect, as do the Miami Heat, in terms of organizational structure and direction.
Yeah.
The Heat may not be the best, but they're never the worst. We can't say that.
No.
We've been never the best and usually the worst, among the worst. That's just not a brag point. People say, and I give Leonsis all the credit in the world, because he knows how to make money with mediocre performances and results.
Well, the business is great. As I was talking to you about the other day, it's still booming, especially to throw in the sports book and all that.
Oh,
that
smart.
Has come to it. I mean, it's been great. That part of it, it's just the winning at a high level of championship level has obviously escaped the NBA franchise so far. Let's get to some calls here at 301-230-0980 on the ownership question with the Commanders. As that hopefully is going to be wrapping up sooner rather than later. Lap in D.C. is with us. Hey, Lap.
Hey, Lap.
Hey, what's up, Scott? What's up, Doc? Hey, man. I think they should you can consider it, you know what I'm saying? But RG, of course, like you guys said, you're going to need some more money, man, because he ain't got no money. I mean, he got more than all of us, but he ain't got that type of money. So, he got some ways to go.
I don't know if I speak up over Jack. Yeah, I think Jack could be somewhere in the least. Don't be discounting my partner like that. He's got to be somewhere in the ballpark. Yeah, somewhere.
Scott got that old money, man. You know, he's from money back in the day. So he's good.
When you start off with the base, he's from money.
Yeah, right.
So that helps. You know,
got to be confused with somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
You heard of Jackson State, haven't you?
51st, man.
No,
that's
really.
31st. Give me to the 51st, man.
Haven't you heard of Jackson State?
But,
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you, Lap. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean it. Again, I'm fascinated to see what the role will be. I don't know a lot about ownership, but I do know somebody who knows a lot about ownership. A guy named Jera in Arlington is with us here on Burgundy Gold.
No way.
Yeah.
Jera don't hang out at 980.
Doc Walker, the legend. And,
Jack. My goodness. This is a thrill.
Listen,
it's a treat.
It was I just listened in, and I figured since you all just berated my team for a nice 45 minutes, I'd chime in on this RG3. I think damn well would be great, and you could do a whole new brand.
instead of having that pig cartoon character guy that walks around, you could have Gomer Pyle, and he could be the new commander in chief, because that's what it is, a joke. Narcissism, he's got an ego bigger than me, and that's fine. But, no, go ahead. Let him be part of the ownership. To give you all something to talk about 24/7 all year round.
Jarrah, it's great to hear your voice, man.
I know. I mean, it only took you the second to last show to call us. Thanks a lot.
I know. We appreciate it. Yeah. Just think, had you gotten in here earlier, Jarrah, we might have still been on the air with that.
I know. That's great. Jarrah.
Yeah, I miss Jarrah.
I hadn't heard from Jarrah in years.
No, he's on 106.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he does fine.
He didn't cross over well.
I got you. Yeah. It's interesting to hear from him, but yes, thank you, Jarrah, for giving us a buzz. We used to see Jarrah out at events, which is freaky because he'd come up to you and you didn't expect it, and he'd start talking in that voice.
And
you're like, oh my God.
You know it's Jarrah.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that was funny. Yeah, the cartoon pig. I mean, the other day, Linnell and I were having this conversation.
You mean Linnell Willingham?
Yeah, young man in charge.
Okay, yeah.
About
youngest.
Young man.
Well, he's not the youngest.
No, Toby's actually.
Toby's kind of taking that over,
yes.
But yeah.
So he was saying to. We were talking about this in regards to the commanders, like the to-do list, you know, and of course the stadium's obviously going to be, because you got to really kind of make up ground there, because you're working at a deficit where the last guy left you, you know, so that's probably the most important thing. But it's amazing how many folks want it to be, no, you come in there and you tear the name off the building and just start all that over. I mean, it blows me away how many people still are just so hung up on it, but... I mean, I get it. I don't think that's how they're going to do it. I mean, it would be costly. I don't know what all the NFL rules are on that. So, I mean, you literally just change it. I don't think you just throw it to the side this quickly. I think you got to wear it for a little bit longer and hope it sticks better and feels better if you actually won some games at a higher level. I mean, I don't anticipate that happening, but who knows? Crazier things have happened.
There you go again.
Crazier
Talking
things.
Talking about winning.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But, yeah, I mean, I just couldn't imagine – coming in here and having to go through a fourth, would be four, right? Is that, am I have that number right? Yeah, it'd be a fourth in the last five seasons. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I can't see.
Kind of trends with teams that, imagine doing talk radio in Arizona.
Yeah.
With the Cardinals. I remember when the Saints used to suck. And then they don't. And look what it took to turn it around. And you got to get that great group. And that group is head coach, GM, and owner. It's hard to win without all three of those components in the same movement, moving in the right direction.
No doubt. It was amazing to hear from Jarrah, by the way.
Yeah, that was a lift. That was great.
I mean,
remember this, yeah.
That's nice.
We had to get on a remote to get Jarrah to call 980.
I know. No doubt. They had to take the other station off to the baseball for him to call us.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That's true. Yeah.
But anyway, still good to hear from you, Jarrah. Call tomorrow. Might be your last chance. All right. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. As if you want to jump on board on the need or lack thereof need, perhaps, for, you know, to have celebrity-ish spin on your ownership or even a tie to the team. I mean, however you want to look at that. I think it's, you know, I guess everybody will have someone in the group, it looks like. Except the one thing that's interesting, the guy from Canada, Apostopoulos, or Stephen A., Linnell called him, which I think is a great way to look at it. You know, you don't hear much about what that group is, if it's just him. I mean, he's very, like, he's a tough guy to find a lot of information on. You know, that's the one you don't know a whole lot about, but obviously the Harris group, we've heard the layers of it to this point, and then whether they wanted it out or not, this Griffin layer has come out over the last few days, too.
How about the funniest thing I heard, I didn't bite on it, and I'm not going to bite.
Okay.
The anonymous group that went through the park.
The anonymous group.
Really? Seriously.
Maybe that was just somebody who
it's an anonymous group of millionaires, billionaires that came to the park, and people saw them, but nobody knows who they are.
Right.
And nobody leaked who it was. Come on, man.
Well, because people really
think we're stupid.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, honestly, to be honest with you, if Todd Harris came in the Green Turtle right now, sat down across from us, and said, "Hey, I'm Todd Harris. Would you know him?"
I wouldn't. But if I'm at Command Center,
right.
and a group. And the group means he didn't pull up there in a, let's say, sub-economy car. I would assume he pulled up in there some wheels that kind of make you think this might be somebody important.
Yeah.
And he had full access. Somebody had to show him around.
Right.
And nobody knows who it was? Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's a plant.
I mean, outside of Bezos,
there could have been
though,
nobody.
Outside of Bezos, though, I don't know what any of these people look like.
Listen to me. Yeah. It could have been nobody.
Oh, it could have been nobody.
They could have planted it. They could have made the whole thing up.
Gotcha.
Ain't nobody came through the anonymous. But you want to act like you got something special.
Gotcha.
So you throw out there, yo, dog.
Yeah, we got some anonymous.
Did you see the limo that was there?
There were some sheiks.
No, man, who was it? yeah, Alibaba. It was somebody that's from, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
But that was a good move. Now, I give him credit for that.
They got oil
money. I didn't even think of that one. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the Saudis can go out and do golf.
Yeah.
They can start a league that nobody's watching and pay people who can't win on their own, pay them a fortune. They can't come in and buy a team.
Yeah.
They can't get somebody in front of somebody. They got all the cash. Come on, dog. We've been played, man. That was nobody. But you threw it out there.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Three groups that we know. One, the mystery group.
Yeah, nice try.
Mystery billionaires for 500, Alex.
Yeah, mystery billionaires.
I don't know about that either. Right. But as I said, I think a lot of these folks we wouldn't know anyway, even if they showed up with, you know, names in the back of a jersey with their
No, we wouldn't, but we could Google them and instantly get some kind of background.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I'm telling you, the Apostopoulos guy has a very small Google search. It's interesting for a guy who's done that well for himself. But maybe it's because, you know, I didn't just type in Stephen A. as I probably should have, you know, and that might have pulled up a few more things. But yeah, guy's done very well. Again, real estate developer and all these other things. But according to Front Office Sports, maybe he's not quite as in on this thing as everybody claims he is. All right, we'll take a timeout, our final one, before we hand it over to the Hoffman Show at the top of the hour here. We're coming from you from Green Turtle, broadcasting live, Navy Yard and First Street, Southeast. Nats opening day, team trails 4-1 in the top half of the fifth inning. And you're listening here on the Team 980 stream live on the Free Odyssey app. Scott Jackson, Doc Walker, they sent the old people out of the building today. We're here at the Green Turtle Navy Yard, First Street Southeast. Nats opening day going on just down the road here. Green Turtle game day specials are going on all day long. $15 buckets of beer, $5 home run and strikeout shooters, eat plenty, drink well, and leave happy. I would really get into some buckets of beer if I didn't have a high school sporting event to go to tonight.
Yeah, well, the crab cakes. Give him a shot. Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, I had the buffalo chicken.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It looked good.
Not really.
When is the last time you had a beer?
Last time I had a beer?
I had a beer.
Probably Tuesday. What's today?
Tuesday?
What, Thursday? Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah. I didn't drink last night. I had one Tuesday. I had a couple good Aslins on Tuesday.
Yeah, I haven't had a beer in a minute.
Oh, really?
It'll never be as good as the summer we were at training camp. And you turned me on to the IPAs.
Oh, the Veil, yeah.
The Veil. Man, that was fantastic. Jack has Big Hook.
There's a lot of good breweries around this little area here that we're in right now. There's one that's that started out in Ashburn called Solace. It's on the other side of the ballpark. I'm not going to give them all credit, but they're very good. You know, Atlas is a D.C. brewery. It's very good. Yeah, D.C. Brow around here is not bad as well. So, I mean, you got a lot of...
I knew you would know. You and Scott Lynn.
You got a lot of good brewery. We're lucky, man. We live in an area in Maryland, and I'm more of a Virginia guy, obviously, Vermont. But, you know, Old Ox is at the park. That's in Ashburn as well. There's a bunch of them in Loudoun County. Then you go further out, there's a bunch of them. You know, you got to kind of, you know, go to the industrial, like, building kind of places. They usually tend to have the best beer.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
If they have, like, a farm, really fancy-looking view, sometimes the beer's not as good, but it's, you know, let's say you shouldn't go to those places.
Cut back a little bit of the production costs because of the real estate.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, but there's some, we're lucky. We have a lot of really good microbrewers around here. It's nice. I like it. I like trying. And it's cool to drink local because you feel like you're doing something not only for yourself, but for, you know, for local business. That's why I was.
Well, that's always good. That makes sense. That makes sense. I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, but this is a this today. I got to say, it's beautiful outside. I mean, I thought it was gonna be a little colder. Now we got down here. And it doesn't, you know, just watching here when we were coming in, I didn't feel like the wind was a problem. I'm sure there's a difference in temperature at the stadium if you're in the sun or versus that shaded side.
Yes.
As you see that all the time, too, over here at Audi Field. Like, if you're ever there on the sunny side of the summer, you're sweltering. It's just, like, awful. Yeah. But if you're on the shaded side, you know, feel a lot better. But I noticed that with some of the the Defenders games early in the season. With his day games, you could tell, like, the people that were in the sunny side versus people that were in the shaded side when it was, the weather, the temperatures were lower. People in the sunny side tended to be out. Some of the other people were kind of hanging up in the bar sections.
And they mixed it. I remember them making the decision from management which side is the home field. That was up for years. That used to be a topic of discussion.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's a lot of that that goes on, but we'll be curious to see what the numbers look like today in terms of the speed up rules of these games going faster.
That's what I was looking for.
I'm curious to see. I know it again. Preseason is one thing, right? Exhibition season is one thing because you'll let a guy just go out there and you're not going to situationally worry about some stuff that you would like in the regular season. Maybe micromanage it a little bit more. And all those kind of things. So we'll see. But today, this game started at 1 o'clock, a little bit after 1 with all the ceremonies and stuff, right? So we are, a good hour 50, pushing an hour 50. We'll call it hour 40 at this point. And we're just in the, bottom of the fifth, and they're making another pitching change to the Braves. Max Fried, I guess, strained his hamstring. I think they said he had to leave the game, so... That's not a great thing to see on the opening day if you're a Braves fan.
Well, watching the World Baseball Series that we watched and adored it.
The World Baseball
World
Classic.
World Baseball Classic.
I don't know why. I have I always want to call it the World Cup of Baseball. I don't know why.
Yeah, well.
but it was the World Baseball Classic. Yeah.
But it was good. And players start training earlier. They got in better shape.
Yeah, I wonder if that's going to help or hurt them, right?
You know what?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's why this thing, people kick around the ideas of what times of year and the calendar. It's really, they're at the only time they can do it. You can't do it in the middle of the season. You're not going to pull guys out and pause the season. The season's long as it is, as we know.
Yep.
You can't do it right in the fall when literally everybody, some teams, if you're on a good team, you're going to keep playing. It's just, there's really not a lot of spaces in the calendar when you talk about a 162-game baseball schedule. So I think they're doing it the right way. There's going to be injuries. Obviously, as the Mets found out the hard way, they've kind of had, for a team that was at, what did we say earlier, 95, or not quite, it was 93.5 was their win total. Boy, right now, that'd be a hell of a season with some of the hits they're taking here early with injuries, especially the latest one with, Verlander. I don't know if that's a long-term or short-term.
Well, always go, the better team can sustain the hits and those injuries better than other teams.
Right.
But it does hurt you if it continues throughout the season. It could catch up to you.
No doubt. So if you missed it earlier, Patrick Corbin only made it 3 innings for the Nats today. Gave up 7 hits, 4 runs, 2 of which were earned, struck out 3. There was an error. Actually, there was 2 errors already today from C.J. Abrams. And as I said earlier, of all the things that could go wrong that you feared could be wrong about the team, a lot of them have ruined their ugly head today because Abrams in the field, it's a big discussion point. This big prospect you got in your deal with Juan Soto last year. You talk about his bat. You think, oh, yeah, he's going to be solid in the field. But not a superb start today. And there's been some ugly stuff here so far in this game.
But speaking of football and good news, got a chance yesterday to spend some time with a good friend of yours and mine, the DC Divas.
Oh, yeah.
As they had
a big event last
night. And it was, man, pretty people event.
The place is
colorful. The owner. It shows that, ownership is a lonely position to be in. But, 21 years, man. Rich, he's busted tail.
He sure has.
And you've done games. I enjoy it. I think
it's high-level football.
It really is. And the commitment. And it's like, I remember I was involved. My first gig with football was being the water boy for the Orange County Ramblers. And so seeing grassroots football, as I like to refer to it, whether it's youth level, the grassroots, Mike Anderson started, or DC Divas, and I know what Rich has done and how committed these women are to the sport, and the sport is growing and flagging. More girls are playing football now than ever.
Yeah. And well, girls' sports are doing really well right now. If I don't know, women's sports, women's NCAA basketball has done huge numbers.
Fantastic, yeah.
And the product is better, but it's also on a better platform. And I think we've done a better job as chauvinist men to give it a chance and to give it some shine. And I think that's helped too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's interesting, and you know, you are way ahead of it than I am because I hadn't been involved in the game day deal in years, and you've been doing the games.
It's fun.
And,
I mean, Divas games are fun. They throw the ball over the yard. They got good, you know, they've always had good running back talent. The sport's getting a little bit more exposure this year. I think they're going to get more TV, which is going to be good. You know, it's not a long season either. It's in a perfect time. It's the summer where it's kind of quiet, you know, and it kind of hits the right spot.
And playoffs.
You know, they'll be starting, you know, it goes into spring into summer. So I think that part of it's good too, but I mean, and don't you know confuse it because it's you know women's sports. No, it's tackle football.
No, there's some contact.
It's some hard hitting, and there's some people that are really dedicated to the game that come back from injuries that a lot of people wouldn't who make money. They're not making big money for doing this. They're getting you know a little bit of stipend. That's about it.
Building
they love
a
the
league.
Sport. Yeah.
10 years from now, you may look back at this thing and go, "You're talking about groundbreaking."
Yeah.
And Rich, you know, you're 21, so I look forward. They told me that they were going to loosen up the bit, that you were going to back off the budget a little bit this year. They might be able to add more people to the broadcast. So I said, well, seeing is believing. I'll believe that when I see it. But we'll see. Yeah, I do look for it. It's really – I encourage people, get involved, get out, check it out.
All right, thanks to Tommy Lavero joined us back in the first hour. Thanks to everybody who came by. My man Bones, good to see you. Wow, Jera.
Thank you, Jera.
Yeah, that was
highlight.
Thanks to Toby, Mike, who was on site, of course, our main guy here. As always, appreciate that, Mike. And he'll be up next. And again, Toby back in the studio.
But Toby's the king of youth, though.
Yeah, he
Let's
is.
Go. Yeah.
Tim Parker, of course, kept us on the air. We love Tim. He's the best. All right. Thanks to all you guys. Haney and Hoffman on the Hoffman Show next here on the Team 980, streaming live on the Free Odyssey app. All right, back here on Burgundy Gold today. Scott Jackson, Doc Walker, they sent the old people out of the building today. We're here at the Green Turtle Navy Yard, First Street Southeast, Nats opening day going on just down the road here. Green Turtle game day specials are going on all day. Long $15 buckets of beer, $5 home run and strikeout shooters, eat plenty, drink well, and leave happy. I would really get into some buckets of beer if I didn't have a high school sporting event to go to tonight.
Yeah, well, the crab cakes. Give him a shot. Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, I had the buffalo chicken.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It looked good.
Not really.
When is the last time you had a beer?
Last time I had a beer?
I had a beer.
Probably Tuesday. What's today?
Tuesday?
What, Thursday? Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah. I didn't drink last night. I had one Tuesday. I had a couple good Aslins on Tuesday.
Yeah, I haven't had a beer in a minute.
Oh, really?
It'll never be as good as the summer we were at training camp. And you turned me on to the IPAs.
Oh, the Veil, yeah.
The Veil. Man, that was fantastic. Jack has Big Hook.
There's a lot of good breweries around this little area here that we're in right now. There's one that's that started out in Ashburn called Solace. It's on the other side of the ballpark. I'm not going to give them all credit, but they're very good. You know, Atlas is a DC brewery, is very good. Yeah, DC Brow around here is not bad as well. So I mean, you got a lot of.
I knew you
would
know you and Scott Lynn.
You got a lot of good brewery. We're lucky, man. We live in an area in Maryland, and I'm more of a Virginia guy, obviously Vermont. But you know, Old Ox is at the Park. That's in Ashburn as well. There's a bunch of them in Loudoun County. Then you go further out. There's a bunch of them. You know, you got to kind of, you know, go to the industrial, like, building kind of places. They usually tend to have the best beer.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
If they have, like, a farm, really fancy-looking view, sometimes the beer's not as good, but it's, you know, let's say you shouldn't go to those
places. Cut back a little bit of the production costs because of the real estate.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, but there's some, we're lucky. We have a lot of really good microbrewers around here. It's nice. I like it. I like trying. And it's cool to drink local because you feel like you're doing something not only for yourself, but for, you know, for local business. That's why I was.
Well, that's always good. That makes sense. I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, but this is a this today, I got to say, it's beautiful outside. I mean, I thought it was going to be a little colder now we got down here. And it doesn't, you know, just watching here when we were coming in, I didn't feel like the wind was a problem. I'm sure there's a difference in temperature at the stadium if you're in the sun or versus that shaded side.
Yes.
As you see that all the time, too, over here at Audi Field. Like, if you're ever there on the sunny side in the summer, you're sweltering. It's just, like, awful. Yeah. But if you're on the shaded side, you're, you know, feel a lot better. But I noticed that with some of the the Defenders games early in the season. With his day games, you could tell, like, the people that were in the sunny side versus the people that were in the shaded side when it was, you know, the weather, the temperatures were lower. People in the sunny side tended to be out. Some of the other people were kind of hanging up in the bar sections.
And they mixed it. I remember they making the decision from management which side is the home field. That was up for years. That used to be a topic of discussion.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's a lot of that goes on, but you know, we'll be curious to see what the numbers look like today in terms of the speed up rules. These games going faster. You know,
I haven't seen. That's what I was looking for.
I'm curious to see. I know it again. Preseason is one thing, right? Exhibition season is one thing because you'll let a guy just go out there, and you're not going to situationally worry about some stuff that you would like in the regular season. Maybe micromanage it a little bit more.
Yeah,
and all those kind of things. So we'll see. But today, I mean, this has been – so this game started at 1 o'clock, a little bit after 1 with all the ceremonies and stuff, right? So we are, a good hour 50, pushing an hour 50. We'll call it hour 40 at this point. And we're just in the – what are we, in the fifth? Bottom of the fifth right now.
Bottom of the fifth,
Bottom of the fifth, and they're making another pitching change to the Braves. Max Fried, I guess, strained his hamstring. I think they said he had to leave the game, so – that's not a good. I mean, that's not a great thing to see on the opening day if you're a Braves fan.
Well, watching the World Baseball Series that we watched and adored it.
The World Baseball
World
Classic.
World Baseball Classic.
I don't know why. I have like a. I always want to call it the World Cup of Baseball. I don't know why.
Yeah, well.
but it was the World Baseball Classic. Yeah.
But it was good, and players start training earlier. They got in better shape.
Yeah, I wonder if that's going to help or
pitchers,
hurt them, right?
You know what?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's why this thing, people kick around the ideas of what times of year and the calendar. It's really, they're at the only time they can do it. You can't do it in the middle of the season. You're not going to pull guys out and pause the season. The season's long as it is, as we know.
Yep.
You can't do it right in the fall when literally everybody, some teams, if you're on a good team, you're going to keep playing. It's just, there's really not a lot of spaces in the calendar when you talk about 162-game baseball schedule. So I think they're doing it the right way. It's there's going to be injuries. I mean, obviously, as the Mets found out the hard way, they've kind of had for a team that was at what did we say earlier, 95 or not quite, it was 93.5 was their win total. Boy, right now that'd be a hell of a season with some of the hits they're taking here early with injuries, especially the latest one with Verlander. I don't know if that's a long term or short term.
Well, always go the better team can sustain the hits and those injuries better than other teams,
right?
But it does hurt you if it continues throughout the season. It could catch up to you.
No doubt. So if you missed it earlier, Patrick Corbin only made it 3 innings for the Nats today. Gave up 7 hits, 4 runs, 2 of which were earned, struck out 3. There was an error. Actually, there was 2 errors already today from C.J. Abrams. And as I said earlier, if of all the things that could go wrong that you feared could be wrong about the team, a lot of them have ruined their ugly head today because Abrams in the field, it's a big discussion point. This big prospect you got in your deal with Juan Soto last year. You talk about his bat. You think, oh, yeah, he's going to be solid on the field. But not a superb start today. And there's been some ugly stuff here so far in this game.
But speaking of football and good news, got a chance yesterday to spend some time with a good friend of yours and mine, the DC Divas.
Oh, yeah.
As they had the little
kickoff
big event last night. And it was, man, pretty people event. You know,
place
the colorful at, well, Rich, the owner. You know, it shows that, ownership is a lonely position to be in. But, 21 years, man. Rich, he's busted tail.
He sure has.
And you've done games. I enjoy it. I think
it's high-level football.
It really is. And the commitment. And it's like, I remember I was involved. My first gig with football was being the water boy for the Orange County Ramblers. And so seeing grassroots football, as I like to refer to it, whether it's youth level, the grassroots, Mike Anderson started. for DC Divas, and I know what Rich has done and how committed these women are to the sport, and the sport is growing and flagging. More girls are playing football now than ever.
Yeah. And well, girls' sports are doing really well right now. If I don't know, women's sports, women's NCAA basketball has done huge numbers.
Fantastic, yeah.
And the product is better, but it's also on a better platform. And I think we've done a better job as chauvinist men to give it a chance and to give it some shine. And I think that's helped too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's interesting, and you know, you are way ahead of it than I am because I hadn't been involved in the game day deal in years, and you've been doing the games.
It's fun.
And,
I mean, Divas games are fun. They throw the ball over the yard. They got good, you know, they've always had good running back talent. The sports getting a little bit more exposure this year. I think they're going to get more TV, which is going to be good. You know, it's not a long season either. It's in a perfect time. It's the summer where it's kind of quiet, you know, and it kind of hits the right spot.
And playoffs.
You know, they'll be starting, you know, it goes into spring into summer. So I think that part of it's good too, but I mean, confuse it because it's women's sports. No, it's tackle football.
No, it's some contact.
It's some hard hitting, and there's some people that are really dedicated to the game that come back from injuries that a lot of people wouldn't who make money. They're not making big money for doing this. They're getting a little bit of stipend. That's about it.
But they're building a league.
Yeah.
10 years from now, you may look back at this thing and go, "You're talking about groundbreaking."
Yeah.
And Rich, you know, you're 21, so I look forward. They told me that they were going to loosen up the bit, that you were going to back off the budget a little bit this year. They might be able to add more people to the broadcast. So I said, well, seeing is believing. I'll believe that when I see it. But we'll see. I do look for it. It's really, I encourage people, get involved, get out, check it out.
All right, thanks to Tommy Lavero, joined us back in the first hour. Thanks to everybody who came by. My man Bones, good to see you. Wow, Jera.
Thank you, Jera.
Yeah, that was classic.
Highlight.
Thanks to Toby, Mike, who was on site, of course, our main guy here. As always, appreciate that, Mike, and he'll be up next. And again, Toby back in the studio.
But Toby's the king of youth, though.
Yeah, he is. Let's go. Yeah. Tim Parker, of course, kept us on the air. We love Tim. He's the best. All right, thanks to all you guys. Haney and Hoffman on the Hoffman Show next here on the Team 980, streaming live on the Free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.